Blog Talk Radio.
Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey.
Not much, man. To the listeners out there, thanks for the support. And, you know, just a typical Met loss lead off the game, you know, lead off the box. You know, they lost 3-0 to Oswald. Oswald threw a four-hit shutout. We'll talk a little about the Yankees as they lose the series to Rangers. And, you know, we'll get you guys ready for football today and the Giants playing today. And the Jets season starts tomorrow night against Baltimore. And, we'll talk NBA. Carmelo was seen at the U.S. Open, the Clint Kleist, the game, the U.S. Open, when Kim Kleisters won her back-to-back women's title at the U.S. Open. Talk a little bit about Carmelo. Let's talk a little bit about the NBA Jam game and stuff like that too. And as usual, end the show with a little sports entertainment and. As usual, leave the phone line in case if any of our, lovely fans would like to, make a contribution. So without further ado, pretty much a slow and boring game by the Mets. he could only muster 4 hits against Roy Oswalt, and Roy Oswalt was pretty much on his A game. He didn't have to worry about Cliff Floyd on the team, so pretty much dominated us. So, Mets fall 3-0. Jonathan Nease finally pitched a good game. His last 2 or 3 starts, he hasn't pitched too well. He got beat up. The kid bounced back. He had seven innings, struck out at least 6 batters. Fortunately, gave up 2 or 3 runs, and because of the Oswalt dominating and the Mets bats missing as usual, they've been gone ever since the week before the All-Star game, with the exception with that 15-5 game they had last week. The offense has pretty much been non-existent, so a typical Met loss. Ike Davis had a great game on Saturday. He knocked in 3 of the 4 runs. Reyes hit a home run on Saturday for the 4-3, which Mets would later on win on Saturday 4-3. But they couldn't bounce back, and Friday Mets got their butt kicked by Phillies. Man, I can't even remember the score. I think it was 8-2 or something like that. 8-4? Yeah, I think 8-4 was the final.
That was on Friday?
Yeah, I think that was the final, 8-4.
Oh.
But, pretty much the Mets have like 19 more games, and, they should just play the young guys. Davis, he is 7 RBIs away from tying Darryl Strawberry's record with 74 RBIs. Ike Davis is hitting, he was hitting .264 entering today's game, with 18 home runs and, 64 RBIs, but, 67 RBIs. And, he's been hitting better this month. Because August, he was in a huge slump. He had no home runs whatsoever. And he's, I'd say, about 9 home runs away from, 8 home runs away from Strawberry's home run record by a rookie.
Wow.
26 home runs. But I don't think he'll get that. He has a shot to make the rookie RBI record, but the way how this team is scoring runs, even though there's 19 more games to go, I don't know if he's gonna break Darryl Strawberry's record. But I mean, I don't know if anybody's gonna get on base for him in order to do it. But it's very possible he has 19 games. Mathematically, he has he has plenty of time to set the RBI record, but then again, the way how this offense is going, there's hardly anybody on base.
Well, the thing is that the Mets, they just, this weekend, they're matched up against a hot team in the Phillies right now. They lead the division by, a half game or one game in front of the Braves right now?
It's half now because Mets lost, so I don't know if Braves played already or if they're gonna play later. Let me check to see what's the ESPN game tonight. That should be, as a matter of fact, Cardinals versus Braves is the ESPN game at 8:00. So Braves, as of right now, is a half game behind the Phillies.
This is usually the time of year where the Phillies start playing real better as they go into the postseason.
Since 07, Phillies has easily been on the best run in their franchise history.
Yeah.
I mean, Philly's been around since, what, 1892? And it took them literally 98 years to finally win their first championship in 1980.
Yeah.
And whatchamacallit, they finally won it all in 08. So it pretty much took them, like, over 120-plus years to tie the Mets to two championships.
Yeah, and, you know, like, right now, they're probably the favorites to win the National League.
Oh, yeah. They look like they're gonna go to the NLC. They're going to go to the postseason 4 years in a row and make their three straight NLCS, rather World Series appearance. Because, of course, in 07, the first year of the collapse, they beat the Mets, and then they got swept in by the Rockies. So pretty much in 07, getting into the postseason was their World Series. But
yeah,
unfortunately, they you know, the next year after that, they faced a young Rays team, and they fulfilled their destiny and beat the Rays.
Yeah, they deserved that title that year.
Which one, Phillies?
Yeah, the Phillies. Yeah, they deserved the title of the year that year.
Well, they bust their butt. I mean, I hate to do it, but I have to tip my cap to them. No, hey, they did what they had to do. They Rays ran out of gas. You know, that's the best team in Rays history, and you know. Went to the World Series, but they couldn't bring it home.
And you guys usually have Oswald's number, right?
Yeah, we do. But Oswald, you know, he's a pretty good pitcher.
Yeah.
And in the second half, you know, he's I think only Santana is the only guy who does better active, you know, among active pitchers in the second half.
Yeah,
Oswald, you know, he's a tough customer.
And what about that Santana deal? I mean, looks like he might not be back until next April.
Yeah, Santana, 2 years in a row, he had season-ending surgery to end his season in September.
Okay.
He 2 years in a row, he hasn't finished the season due to surgery, and it's actually been 3 years in a row since at the end of the year he's always had surgery. 08, when he had his arguably his best year, he won 16 games, and even in that year, he should have won at least 20. But due to lack of run support, sounds familiar, huh? But throughout Santana's Met career, you know, he didn't get the run support, and he pitched great. He went 9-0 in the second half in 08. First year as a Met, and he threw that three-hit shutout, which was the last win in Shea Stadium, and the second-to-last game in, you know, in 08. And after that, he revealed that, after the season was over, he revealed he was pitching through pain for at least that month.
Oh.
But, you know, you couldn't tell, but the way how he was pitching, you couldn't tell that guy was you could not tell that guy was hurt.
Yeah, I mean, and the Mets now, they have to get somebody. They have to get another pitcher because he may be out even longer. Who knows?
Yeah, you're right. But some people are thinking maybe he might come back May or June. Because,
yeah.
You know, Mets are always optimistic, thinking the guy's going to be ready for spring training. But, you know, this guy realistically could be out until May or June.
Yeah.
You don't know how hard, how the thing, you know, can heal up. You can expect, but as we know, last year, Reyes injured himself in May of last year, and they were saying it was day-to-day. He missed, like at least, 4 to 7 games. He came back, he went one at bat, he hit a ground ball, got hurt. And then they list him as day-to-day, and that turned into a 15-day DL. And then he never came back until this year, actually.
Yeah, I mean,
you never know.
they have to throw a lot of money at Cliff Lee to Cliff Lee this off season.
I totally agree with you, and I'm the most optimistic. I'm one of the most optimistic Mets fans, but they haven't done anything really to fix their situation. I mean, the pitching hasn't been the problem of the Mets, but who expect R.A. Dickey to have a career year winning 10 games, and as all the pitchers have been dealing with this year, lack of run support, this guy could have won at least 15 games also. But next year, you can't expect all these guys are going to pitch good.
Yeah.
Jonathan, he's pitched well. I mean, up into this start, his last three starts, he hasn't really pitched that well. But he bounced back, but unfortunately, the same result, he lost.
Yeah.
So, and Mejia, I mean, this guy is, you know, the top pitching prospect, and he's winless in the major league. He's 0-4 in the major league, so maybe the guy needs more. The guy looks like he needs more seasoning. He's not ready for the big league shit. But we shall see.
Mets have to do something.
Yeah, but what they really need is it's Cliff Lee or bust.
Yeah.
Other than Jason Worth, I can't really see a guy who the Mets could sign offensively who could really help the team.
Right.
Can you literally name a guy who's a position player who's a free agent who you think could be a difference maker?
Not really.
I can't think of anybody.
Not really.
And I don't know. I mean, Carl Crawford is another guy. I mean, He doesn't help out power wise, but unless the Mets are going to get rid of Beltran, which, you know, there's rumors they are going to try to do that, but I can't see them getting to Crawford unless if they get rid of Beltran, because
yeah, they're going to have to.
Yeah, Beltran, he looks like he's on his last leg, and no pun intended. I mean, because he missed most of last year because of a knee injury, and then now he's having problem on the other knee because he's trying to compensate the pain that he felt from the other knee. He's not comfortable with the knee he injured, so now he injured the other knee.
Oh, wow.
So Beltran's literally on the last leg of his career. But he has, I think, one more year left. And he has next year as his last year, I think. Because he signed a 7-year deal in 2005. And he only had two good years, 2006. And I'm trying to think of the other year he had that was good. It was 2006. No, it was 2006 and maybe 2008. I'm trying to think of it. Might have been 2008 was the other year. But 2006 was clearly his best year. He led the team into the postseason. He tied Todd Hundley's franchise record with 41 home runs and knocking over 100 RBIs.
And, you know, he had a Delgado hitting in front of him, too, so that helped.
Yeah. So, yeah, Delgado also had, a real good year. I think his best year with the Mets, too. I think he hit 38 home runs. His first year as a Met in 2006, Delgado.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they had guys. It was kind of reminiscent of the 2000 team. You had guys who were coming off their career years, but unfortunately it didn't lead to a title coming back to Flushing. And the 2006 team, they were one win away from going to the World Series and, facing the Detroit Tigers. Which would have been the first time those both teams met in the World Series, but fortunately that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Mets need a total overhaul. It's Cliff Lee or bust. They need a new GM. You know, maybe a Kevin Towers or John Daniels, from the former Rangers GM. Kevin Towers, the former Padres. Pat Gillick, a guy who's the former Seattle Mariner manager during their heyday. the former Blue Jay GM when they won back-to-back 92 and 93, and also lately the Philadelphia team in 08 when they won it all.
Yeah, Mets need to make some drastic changes in the offseason.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was GM, I would freaking, man, I would sign free agents, trade players. You like Steinbrenner, man.
Yeah, so they need that man. They need someone with that winning mentality. The Wilpons need to step back. I think Jeff needs to step back and get a true baseball guy. I mean, but now he's good at scouting guys, you know, but I don't know, signing people, overpaying for people, I mean, I don't know. They got to spend the money wisely.
Yeah. If you were to trade Reyes, who would you trade Jose Reyes for?
Me personally, I wouldn't trade Reyes. I don't know if you were a GM, if you would trade Reyes.
No, but if you had to, who would you trade him for?
I mean, you don't have to trade him. I mean,
but if you had to, if there was like a real great player out there you wanted to get, you wouldn't trade him?
I wouldn't trade him, but I mean, you'd have to investigate who's the player. If it's like a real difference maker, like
or a guy like Michael Cabrera.
Like Miguel Cabrera, no, I wouldn't.
Miguel Cabrera, yeah.
Miguel Cabrera's a good player, but his defense is horrible. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think about trading for Miguel Cabrera, but not Reyes. But I think he. I mean, Miguel Cabrera offensively, he's great. I mean, he's a way better hitter than Reyes. I mean, power wise and batting average wise. But I wouldn't trade Reyes for him.
Okay.
Reyes, he provides superb defense. At shortstop, the guy steals bases. The guy, I mean, he's a winning type player. But the problem is that it's not right in Reyes's, entirely right in Reyes's fault. It's the people that they build around them.
Right. What about Wright? Would you trade Wright?
I definitely wouldn't trade Wright. I wouldn't trade Wright.
You wouldn't trade Wright or Reyes.
Or I wouldn't trade Santana right now either, even though this guy's been injury prone these last couple of years. But other than that, other than the young guys and the young pitchers,
mm-hmm.
Other than that, everybody else can get traded.
Oh.
And they need to fire Jerry Manuel, which I that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, that will most likely happen.
I think Jerry Manuel senses it too, because he's usually more watching the game, sitting on like on the fence, near the the first baseline. He's like sitting all the way back. It looks like he's more, he's not really into it as he used to be.
Yeah, okay. He knows his time is up.
Yep. You watching ESPN News?
Yeah, I am.
You checking this too?
What, the computer virus thing?
The what?
Computer virus? My
On DirecTV, they're showing DirecTV commercial, I think?
Oh, then that's on yours. Remember, I have a cable vision.
Right, they're showing a different commercial, though.
Oh.
But, what was I going to say? Manuel, I think Manuel sees the writing on the wall that, he's a goner. And,
yeah. Time is up, man.
Yeah, I mean, Manuel, I mean, I've been a Mets / baseball fan for the past 11 years, and Manuel is, like, easily the worst manager I've seen in Mets history that I've seen. I mean, he makes moves too late. I mean, unlike Bobby V, who could potentially return. I don't know. I don't see that happening. I hope it does happen, but I don't see them going back there. But this guy, I mean, Manuel. I mean, he's always like a move too late. It's like, why are you why are you using this guy to hit against this guy?
Makes no sense.
The pitchers have the bases loaded. He waits for the pitcher to give up a grand slam, gives up like 8 runs, and then he takes the guy out. It's like, dude, why didn't you take out the guy before he gave up the grand slam?
Yeah.
So the guy wasn't pitching good. And when the team, I know we're a National League team, but damn, I mean, they bunt too much. They bunt in situations they shouldn't even be bunting.
Don't get it.
They bunt, and they're a horrible hitting team. So it's like, you bunt, you're giving away outs. So you're bunting somebody, but you can't. They're not gonna score anyway because no one hits in with people in scoring position anyway. So you're just giving away outs. When it's the Mets game here, how it is? 1-2-3 innings is what you. When the Mets are at the plate, that's pretty much what you get. 1-2-3 innings. Whether they don't hit, they strike out the side. The opposition strike out the side, or the Mets get on base, get your hopes up, and then they hit into a double play. They make, like, base-running errors, which they did on Saturday, even though they won the game miraculously. And Takahashi, I mean, he got his 6th save. He's perfect. He's 6-for-6. But, for the year. But, it's a joke how this team is playing.
Yeah, I mean, but if a man was fired, who's going to be the manager?
I hope it's Bobby V. I hope they get Bobby V or maybe Wally Backman. Even though Wally Backman, he doesn't. I mean, he technically was hired as a manager by the
Bobby V.
Yeah.
Fans have been asking for Bobby V to come back, but, you know, I don't see that happening anytime soon.
I don't see that happening either because, you know, he's a very demanding coach, you know, manager, and I don't know if those guys want to deal with that. Instead of having a guy who's, who they could control.
Yeah,
maybe like a Bob Melvin, but I wouldn't give him that job. Like I said, you know, they should give Bobby V the shot. A guy who has this guy is like the 3rd winningest Met manager. I think he is the 3rd winningest manager. Davey Johnson is the first percentage wise. Willie Randolph, and then I think it's
Willie Randolph is the second winningest manager.
Percentage wise.
Oh. Wow.
I think percentage wise he's but overall I think Bobby V is second behind Davey Johnson.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong, but I think that is the case. But I would assume Gal Hodges would have to be up there too. Yeah, he definitely would have to be in the top 5. I mean, he managed what from 1968? That was a bad team. 1969, of course, they won the championship.
1969.
Yeah. I think in the 1970s, they had some close calls. Making the postseason, and then 72, Gil Hodges died of a heart attack, and then Yogi took over.
Well, Art Howe isn't on that list?
No, Art Howe got knocked to the 2nd worst manager. Jerry Manuel surpassed him. But it's a sad time, man. I just hope they make the right decision.
Yeah, we'll 19 more games left.
And I'd love to, you know, see these guys actually play with some, you know, passion. They look like they haven't played with passion in since 06. They definitely need an overhaul to fix this team because
they're lacking. They're lacking.
It's really sad. And now Mets lead, rightfully so. The Mets lead the major league and dropped attendance.
Man.
The Mets fans, I mean, to me, they're the most, you know, loyal baseball fans, you know, period. Especially in this city. No offense to the Yankee fans, I mean. Don't take any offense to that, because, you know, you guys don't have nothing to be, I mean, look at the team you guys have. I mean, there's nothing to, let's just say there's not a lot of days Yankee fans go home crying or feeling down.
Okay.
So, the Mets have, they need a lot of atoning to do for these past 4 years. And hopefully,
and you said they lead the league in drop attendance.
Yep.
I wonder where those other Mets fans are going.
They're not showing up to the games.
Or they may be converting over.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, diehard Mets fans, you know, they can't stand the Yankees. But you know, there are some casual, you know, fans, you know, who do go over. You know, there are fans who are, quote-unquote, I'm a fan of both teams, you know. When the Yankees are doing good, they root for the Yankees. The Mets are doing good, they root for the Mets. They root for both teams. But I'm not talking about, you know, bandwagon New York fans. I'm talking about diehard fans. The diehard Mets and Yankee fans, they stick with their team. No matter what. That's what it is to get diehard.
Well, the Mets got to do something this offseason, or attendance is going to drop even more.
Oh yeah, exactly. And the team, you know, they always, whatchamacallit, they're making the players, the fans pay so much money, and they're, you know, they're not putting out a product that's you know, deserving of the fans that they have. You know, it's not right. So that's pretty much all I have to say about that. And I would expect within the 72 hours of the season ending, there should be big changes. But the big changes should be who they're going to bring in, you know, the players. Because, you know, there's so much a manager and GM could do. Well, I mean, the GM do get to pick their players, but bottom line is the players got to show up. Because, of course, I mean, it is partially Manuel's fault. It's partially Manaea's fault. He got all the guys. But ultimately, it's the players. They're the guys who's making out millions of dollars, and they're underproducing. So it's all on them.
And they got a, what's his name, this offseason?
Jason Bay.
Yeah, and he was a bust.
I think that's an insult to bust everywhere. He's worse than a bust, man. Dude.
And Jeff Francoeur was traded last week, and I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he got traded for Joaquin Arias. It's not like when the Yankees traded for Lance Berkman or Austin Kearns. They weren't, you know, breaking news. The way how, you know, when Yankees got Lance Berkman, who's washed up, I mean, this isn't 2001 Lance Berkman or
early
2000 Lance Berkman or Stone Cold Steve Austin Kearns, you know.
Yeah.
From the Nationals and Cameron Weather Reds. I mean, this guy, I mean, he's always been a guy who had potential, but, I mean, he's never really lived up to that potential. He's like a Ryan Church type player. He has talent, but those guys are never healthy, and they, you know, they can never put it together.
Although Berkman has been hitting good lately. Only like 500 over the last six, seven games or so. But he's been playing better since he came back off the DL.
Yeah, when they got those guys, they were acting like, you know, you guys got Doc Ellis and Willie Randolph again.
Nah, I mean, they're not going to be, like, we don't expect him to do anything great. You know, just gonna be role players in the Yankee lineup, basically.
Yeah, and that's all you guys need. You know?
Yeah.
Here's how the mentality of the Yankees. Mets need star players, but they get role players. Yankees need role players, but they get star players. I mean, Mets. It's like they don't. The Mets only do stuff when they're desperate to do something. Winning teams like Yankees and Phillies, they do stuff. They do stuff to prevent. In the worst case scenario, okay, if Jimmy Rollins get hurt, I'll get this guy, and this guy will, you know, fill in the role until Jimmy Rollins come back. And I guess, for example, Wilson Valdez, who didn't do nothing with the Mets, but he come to the Phillies, you know, he played decent defense like he did with the Mets, but hit a walk-off win not too long ago. You know, produce with the team.
Well,
that's what
Mets.
Oh, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
No, you can finish.
No, I was just saying that not that Wilson Valdez is anything special as a big league player. I mean, coming from personal experience, I mean, he's a role player at best.
Right.
But a perfect example is Raul Abanez. Mets wanted to get Raul Abanez. This was in 08, the 08 offseason, the offseason in 08, I believe. So the Phillies just won the World Series. And, you know, Mets was thinking about getting Derek Lowe. And Raul Abanez. But they were saying, like, oh, we're not going to focus on hitting. We're going to first get pitching first. They went through that whole long song and dance with Derek Lowe. By the time they try to sign Derek Lowe, Raul Abanez gets stolen by the Phillies.
Yeah.
They gave him the money. I can't say they stole him. I think me or you would love to get stolen for like 38 or 36 million, whatever he got.
Isn't this his last year with the Phillies?
Yeah. 09 was his first. 09 was his first year with the Phillies, and he had a huge first half.
Yeah.
The Phillies, and then he kind of fell off the face of the earth the second half. Went on the DL, stuff like that, and then like I was saying, Mets was trying to get everybody. Kept saying, for like I don't know, like a month. Oh, you know, Mets are close with Derek Lowe. Oh, it's a sure thing. Oh, Mets got Derek Lowe in the bag. They got the solid number two pitcher. And in my head, I'm like, dude, until it's on the sign on the dotted line, I'm not gonna get excited. Was I happy at the potential that Derek Lowe, you know, a guy who, you know, won a championship with the Red Sox, you know, former closer, and I believe he threw a no hitter with them. Awesome.
Yeah, I think he did, yeah.
So, yeah, I was pumped, you know, at the, you know, the potential of him coming. And unfortunately, you know, he wanted that fourth year because Braves was getting desperate because they recently lost John Smoltz.
Yeah.
To the Red Sox, so Braves offered him a four-year deal. And that pretty much sealed the deal, and he signed with the Braves. And then Mets, typical Met fashion, after Oliver Perez went 10-7 at the end of 08 with like a 5 ERA, they say, "Oh, okay, you know what? Let's sign Oliver Perez before someone else get him." And unfortunately, they give him a 3-year, $36 million contract.
Yeah, that was a bad idea. Very bad idea.
And then, of course, in the WBC, that was pretty much a microcosm of how horrible his season would be and his Met career, which I didn't think it could have been worse than last year, but this year, man. And we're still paying this guy $12 million next year.
And he may start again next year, too. Who knows?
Man, with the money he's making...
Yes, he's
rich every day. He's rich every day. Well, I don't want him to. I better be careful what I wish for. Because this guy, I wouldn't even pitch him in a blowout game. A blowout shit. I don't care if we were winning 20-0. I wouldn't pitch this guy. Let me tell you why.
Why?
Because the shutout's going to be over. I'll pitch him in a 20-1 game, but I'm not going to pitch him in a 20-0 game.
Right.
Dude, I want the shutout. Especially if it's against the NL East team or the Yankees. I'll take him.
Well, you know, a guy that the Mets need to get this offseason is Cliff Lee. He pitched good today against the Yankees, of course.
Yeah,
I think he held the Yankees to, like, 2 hits today. 1 run.
Typical Cliff Lee fashion.
Yeah, he's a great pitcher, you know.
And the Phillies were thinking about, before the trading deadline, they were thinking about maybe trying to trade for him again.
Man, they should have kept him, man.
They should have kept him, too.
Cliff Lee, Holiday, and Oswalt? Oh, come on, that'd be deadly.
Man. Oh, man. They're already deadly right now, but, man. When I first heard that they got Worth Holiday, I was PO'd, man. And then I found out they gave up Cliff Lee for him. I was like, what the WTF? I'm like, that negates the whole thing. I mean,
yeah,
it's the same thing. They're both great pitchers.
They should have found some way to keep him and get Holiday.
And then now they got Roy Oswalt, so it's like. Imagine if they held on to all four of those guys. They would have had it. Cole Hamels. They would have still had. They would have got Roy Holiday.
Man.
They would have kept Cliff Lee, and then they would have got Roy Oswalt. I mean,
that's been crazy.
That's a future Cooperstown rotation right there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Cole Hamels. I mean, he has a long way to go.
And you know, they could possibly get him again this offseason. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't put it past them. I'd say Yankees and Phillies are the favorites to get them, or maybe Dodgers or Angels. You know, one of those teams that seem to be always trying to improve their team. You know, spending money, unlike the team in Flushing, which will be nameless. But Yankees are Like you said, they lost to Cliff Lee. But
yeah.
They're still in first place, so.
Yeah, only by half game.
Only by half game.
Yeah, only by half game right now, so. Gotta hope the Rays lose today, if they didn't already. And, we got swept for the first time this year by the Power Rangers.
Go Power Rangers.
last night, Mariano blew the save, which is rare for Mariano, but. He walked in a run by hitting a guy accidentally, and that cost us the game right there.
But how did he tie the game? How did they tie the game?
I forgot who. One of the Rangers got a RBI double.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, the bases got loaded, and then Mario hit the guy and walked in a run, and then that was it. When he came in the game, I think it was like 6-5 Yankees.
Right. Yeah, it was. So if you see Zordon, will you punch him in the face?
I have a feeling we'll see the Rangers again in the postseason.
Yeah, that's a safe bet.
And I know, Sharon and A-Rod would love to get revenge on those guys. Because they both played with the Rangers.
Everybody played with the Rangers on the Yankees. Dude, everybody, other than Jeter and Mariano and, the core four, everybody else under the Yankees are pretty much, former somebody. With the exception of your boy, Robbie Cano, don't you know?
Yeah, MVP.
Oh, I didn't know he was in WWE. But yeah, I think I definitely agree with you. I think Robinson Cano is going to beat out Josh Hamilton for the MVP, AL MVP.
Hopefully. I hope so. Did he see football today?
No, I didn't check anything out. I'm gonna wait until tomorrow when, for me, the NFL season starts. But I did see, now that I think about
NFL season started today, officially.
Well, yeah.
Giants got a big win today against the Panthers.
Yeah, I did see some of that that Vikings versus Saints game.
Vikings versus Saints? Oh, that was Thursday.
Right.
Yeah.
I did see some of that.
The Giants, they played earlier today versus the Panthers. First home game of the Meadowlands Stadium. And it was a sloppy game, but, you know, Giants pulled it out 31-18, I think. Manning was 20 for 30, 263 yards, 3 interceptions, but a lot of those were deflections. And, you know, the Panthers had tight coverage on the wide receivers, so Manning threw 3 picks. But, you know, he played good overall, had a good game. And the defense was good throughout the day. You know, they had, like, 3 interceptions in the end zone, 4 sacks on Matt Moore, the quarterback for the Panthers. So Giants started the season with a big win, and next week they play, who do they play? And I can't even remember who they play next week. Who cares? Hopefully next week they win again.
Well, definitely, for the show next week, we'll definitely know, but then.
Yeah, hopefully next week they win again, so right now they want to know, that's good.
Yeah, that's all that matters for the fans of Big Blue. And Jets, they're going to put their money where their mouth is tomorrow, and Rex Ryan's going to face his former Baltimore Raven team, which he, you know, was defensive coordinator, and Bart Scott and Ray Lucas, his former teammate Ray Lucas, they had a little, you know, smackdown, you know, about, you know, Ray Lucas was saying, like, now that they sound Revis, there's no excuse and stuff like that. But in other Jets news, I don't know if you heard about this. There's this former Miss Universe. She's a former Miss Mexico, and she had an issue with the Mets. Well, I mean, with the Jet players, because, you know, they were Jets. She was supposed to have an interview with her fellow Mark Sanchez is, you know, a Mexican-American, and, you know, she's from Mexico, so she was, you know, she wanted to have a interview with Mark Sanchez. So, but
who,
some
who
of the players,
you
know,
referring
were,
to?
What are you saying?
Who are you referring to?
Who?
You're referring to, the lady that you're talking about.
Oh, her name is, like, Ines Sands. I don't know if I pronounced her last name right, Sands. She's a former Miss Mexico, you know, in the Miss Universe pageant. And she was having an interview with Mark Sanchez. She was trying to have an interview with Mark Sanchez. And some of the, you know, the Jet players, you know, were staring at her, you know, and, you know, making some, you know, comments, you know, trying to flirt with her and stuff like that. You know, cat calls, stuff like that. And apparently she didn't take too kindly to that, so NFL's gonna, you know, investigate that, and a woman's group that supports women in, you know, reporting, they also want NFL to, you know, investigate, you know, the claims that she made.
The Jets are acting real kind of out of hand these days.
Yeah, and apparently Rex Ryan, they were saying, like, they purposely made plays so that they could throw the ball in her direction so they could, you know, run pass and get.
What the hell? That was going on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
They were trying to get her attention and stuff like that.
Oh, you know,
hitting on her.
Just how crazy.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I mean. I saw her photo. You know, she did look good, but I mean, come on, be a little professional, man.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And the Jets smartly played the Ravens.
I mean, she is a former Miss Universe contestant, so that should, you know, that should pretty much solidify, you know, how good she looks. But it's still not an excuse, you know, for them to, you know, have a little decorum a bit.
Yeah, but that doesn't give them the right to, you know, can holler at her and make catcalls and leave her alone. Or do it after the game. God damn.
They were, like, practicing or training or something, because she had to do an interview with Mark Sanchez. Because, you know, they both come, you know, they both have Mexican heritage, you know.
Right.
He's from Mexico. He's Mexican-American, so they wanted to do an interview with each other. But the guys, you know, they, you know, I guess they wanted to holler at her, you know, so, you know, they just kept, you know, trying to get her attention, walking, you know, next to her to get her attention and stuff like that.
Yeah, the Jets should be worrying about, like, the games that they're going to be playing on the field, not the games they want to play in the bedroom, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're trying to, I mean, I know their job, they, you know, they have to play the field, but, I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, play on the field, not play the field.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
They gotta leave that, you know, shoot, on their, you know, lone time.
There's a big game tomorrow versus the Ravens, and next week another big game versus the Patriots. And the Patriots look like they're real good right now. They blew out the, what's their face today? They blew out the Bengals. It's like 38-24, I think.
Yeah, I mean, plus they gave, Patriots, they gave, after, I don't know, this was like maybe before, after the car accident Tom Brady was in, he offered them, like I think a 4-year deal.
Well, he should get into more car accidents then. For real.
I think his lovely wife, Giselle, wasn't in the car at that time.
Good. You don't want that. You don't want her lovely, that lovely creature to get hurt.
Yeah, of course. And he's okay at himself too, so, you know.
Boom.
They'll be ready for week two. I think he's the highest paid quarterback for those 4 years.
Yeah.
And speaking of contract news, of course, Darrelle Revis signed that contract last week. So, he was doing an interview, and he was pretty much saying that, yeah, you never know. 2 years from now, he might be in another holdup too. Dude, man, he just signed a four year contract, and they already had him under contract for 3 years. Can he kind of relax with this holdout stuff? I mean, come on.
He's going to be playing tomorrow night, so gotta see. He's in football shape.
Yep.
They did say he had gained, like, some pounds, like 15 pounds or something.
Well, yeah, he's worked out a little bit, you know. You know, he worked out a little bit with Ty Law, but, you know, his former teammate. But, you know, he's in shape, but he's not in football shape because, you know, collided with, you know, people, you know, in practice. You know, he hasn't been in any scrimmages and stuff like that.
Right.
So, you know, he's definitely behind in his So he's definitely going to be going on instinct till he gets himself back to Darrelle Revis. So he's going to be using his guile. To try to beat these guys and outsmart these guys.
Mhm.
But we shall see what's going to happen tomorrow night.
And you're watching ESPN. I see that the USA basketball men's team won the FIBA World Championships.
Congratulations, man. To our boys in USA.
Cowboys?
No, I said Owl Boys. You know.
Oh, Owl Boys, okay. But the Cowboys.
Yeah. What? Shoot. I don't have no love for the Cowboys. I'm not a Giant fan, but I don't have no love for the Cowboys. I mean,
yeah.
They're not in my division or anything, but or my league, but I don't like the Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys are bitches.
Like the Jets and not the Jets, I mean the Patriots.
Them too.
But I digress. And I guess, what happened on Raw? Switching gears here. Did we talk about, well, I guess we'll talk about Raw in a couple of seconds. That Carmelo thing, he was seen yesterday at the Kim Clijsters, the women's final of the U.S. Open.
What the hell was he doing there?
He was watching with Amari Stoudemire, I believe.
Tennis?
Yeah, they were watching the finals of the women's tennis. It was Kim Clijsters versus, I forgot who she was facing.
Really?
I forgot who. Yeah, and Kim Clijsters won. She defended her title. She won it last year. So she won back-to-back women's titles 2 years in a row.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
I don't know who that is, but nice.
Well, she's I'm not a tennis aficionado, but she's one of the top lady, tennis players. And apparently she was at Citi Field recently. Because, you know,
lucky.
The
Venus
was there. Venus was there, but Venus got ousted earlier on.
Oh, I thought she was injured.
Oh, wait, Venus, I think, did Venus get ousted by Kim Clijsters, like in the... One of those,
I thought it was Venus was not in the tournament.
Venus was there. Serena was there.
Serena, I should say.
Yeah, Serena had, like, surgery. She wasn't there.
Yeah. Because Serena right now is the better out of the two sisters.
Oh, yeah, of course, right, yeah. Because in the early 90s, it was Venus, and then when Serena showed up into the scene, Serena took that mantle from, you know, her sister.
Yeah.
And, you know, they kept, and especially when they fight, they go against each other. Those matches are, you know, there's a lot of screaming, you know, and stuff like that, but they don't have their best games with each other because, I don't know, it's like, I guess it's like an emotional battle, you know, going against, you know, your sister, you know.
And when Serena plays, man, that booty, man, it's jiggling. You're watching her booty more than you are the tennis ball, man. Smack that
maybe
with the tennis racket.
Maybe the scorekeeper. Maybe the scorekeeper has that same problem too. You know, he's track of the court. But Carmelo, he didn't want to elaborate on, you know, what his decision is gonna be. You know, he said that, you know, it would be a good, place to, Garden would be a great place to play.
Yeah.
But we'll see what he's going to do. What happened on Raw? Oh, yeah, looks like Cena and Randy Orton are going to face off against each other tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be big.
Yeah, I can't really remember what happened on Raw this week. It was just a week when Randy Orton I guess we'll check out what's going on, you know, next week. But I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another edition of Sports with a Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay. I want to thank you for coming on the show, man. And along with him and myself, I'm Wayne Ramo. I'll see you guys next week. So long, everybody.